Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome to the Princess Para podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Para. How are you guys doing? It has been such a long time since I've talked to you guys, and I was thinking about it. I was like, I haven't recorded in such a long time. Like, you know, I felt bad, blah, blah, blah. But then I was like, no, I don't feel bad. You know what I mean? I would feel bad if I was releasing content that wasn't, like, real. You know what I mean? I want this podcast to be a place where I sit down and talk about things I want to talk about. Not just, like, oh, no, you know, it's Thursday night and it's 11 p.m. Like, I need to record something right now. You know what I mean? So, I hope you all appreciate that I'm trying to say to stay, my gosh, authentic. I'm trying to stay authentic with my content, but yeah, I missed you guys. As you know, if this is the first episode you're listening to, you're probably like, oh my gosh, what is she talking about? But if you're an avid listener, thank you for listening, but also probably makes more sense. Anyways, as most of you know, I am currently in college, just finished my first semester. Whoop whoop. I have my last class today, and then I have finals, but it should be good because only one of my finals is actually sit down. The other two are, like, open notes slash, like, writing prompts, so shouldn't be too terrible. I'm not excited to like, do it, you know what I mean? But, like, I just want to get it done with, you know what I mean? Because I know at least for one of my classes, there is no final, so, like, it's just gonna be how it is. I don't know. It's gonna be fine. It's my psychology class, and I'm a psych major, so I ended up getting a 95, which I'm very proud of, because, you know, I worked hard for it. But yeah, it's weird kind of being, like, a semester in, because me and my friends always talk about this. Like, it feels like I've been here for a million years, but also, like, it's my first day here at the same time. And I think that's kind of because, like, I feel at home here, and because of that, like, the time is going by really quickly, which I would say is a good thing. And it's not like, oh, you know, there's so many things I wanted to do, you know, in this time. Like, I've done a lot. I've grown a lot, you know. All that jazz. We had, like, some final presentations today. And I don't know, just, like, before we did it, I got, like, so nervous. And, like, it was super low stress. It was at least supposed to be. So I don't, like, know why I panicked. Because I know myself, and, like, I know that, like, I could do public speaking. Like, I got it, I stay calm, I can do it. But it's just once in a while, like, little things, I freak out about it. And then I don't do what I could have done, you know what I mean? Because, like, I did so much work on this project, so much writing, so much, like, group communication. And then, like, I actually released I actually went to present, and it didn't reflect all the work I put into it. So, and it wasn't like I did bad, it was just, like, I don't know. I didn't like it because I put so much time into it, and it just wasn't. It wasn't the best reflection of all the work I had done. But, like, that's the thing. Recently, is I feel like that doesn't happen as much, because often, like, I get, like, embarrassed about, like, everything. You know what I mean? Like, even if I'm, like, we're playing a game and we have to pick what our favorite color is. Oh, they're gonna make fun of me. I'm gonna be so embarrassed when they hear what my favorite color is, you know, and that's just, like, again, that's something I have to work through, but it's, like, silly, you know, to be, like, oh, you know, like, people base their entire opinion of me based on this little thing, and they're gonna think I'm so embarrassing, and things like this, but, like, this is my life, you know what I mean, like, that's the thing I've had to tell myself, like, this is my life, I am the one that is in charge of these decisions, and I'm in charge of, like, enjoying my life. Because I live a great life. I do so much fun stuff. But, like, if I continue to be so embarrassed about every little thing I do, like, it's not gonna be fun anymore. And that's the thing I've had to, like, realize as well is, like, you know, like, as much as, like, not having, like, a normal college experience, you know, like, that's my choice. You know what I mean? That's my choice. And I do so much fun stuff. So, like, I need to stop comparing, you know, my life to other people's life because I have made this decision and I stand strong in it that I'm, like, you know, I'm not the partier. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't like that. And, like, I need to stop being like, well, like, you know, like, whew, you know, other people are having that college experience and I'm not. And it's like, yeah, I'm not. And that's fine. I'm having such a great time. I'm having such a great time laying in my bed. I just folded my laundry, listening to some Fleetwood Mac. I have my frankincense in my diffuser. I am living life. I just finished a big assignment. I got it all figured out. It's all gonna be okay. Christmas is coming up. Have Merry Christmas to all of you homies. What? To everyone out there. Like things like that, or even like just like little things. Like I just feel like I am such not an embarrassment to other people, but I feel like everything I do is a little bit embarrassing. And this isn't a feeling that like over, you know, affects my life. But like it's something I was just thinking about. Like I'll do little things. I'm like, oh, that was so embarrassing. Like to myself, and I'm like, I didn't do anything. Like I forgot what it was. Oh, like in the dining hall, when people see what I'm picking to eat, I think that other people around me are gonna think, oh my, like that is so embarrassing. Oh my gosh, you're eating soup? That's so embarrassing. My extension cord just fell. But like it's not, you know what I mean? Like I love soup, and so I'm gonna choose to eat soup. Like it's not embarrassing. What? I don't know why everything is falling off my bed right now. It's like little things like that, like, okay. Because it's like nobody else is saying this to me, but I have to like have a conversation with myself in my head all the time where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. And then I'm like, okay, so what? Like, I feel like that's the phrase that, again, this is, I'm not telling you to do this, but I feel like I use that phrase like all the time, like, okay, so what? You know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe like I, you know, stubbed my toe in front of that person. Okay, so what? Or, you know, things like that, like little things like that, like don't have anything that's gonna be a problem. Like I feel like I just have so many little problems that I let them like debilitate me. You know what I mean? Like I had some big problem. Like I would say like I don't really have very many like big problems other than like you know assignments things like that like those are I'd say big stressors in my life but it's the little things that I let feel like bother me the most like when I'm doing laundry I'm constantly like I hope no one stops my laundry and takes it out because that has happened before you know like oh I hope you know nobody I don't know like take something out of the fridge that's mine. Or things like that. Like little things like that where it's like, I don't need to worry about this right now. Like there's larger things to worry about in the moment. Anyways. Or even like, I feel like, I mean, I talked about this in earlier episodes when I was in my, you know, no friends era. Funny to say. I mean, I think it's funny to joke about those things because if you have listened to this podcast, like from, you know, what, the beginning, or even like, because I've been going on for over 2 years now. That's a little bit crazy. You guys have really seen me like grow up if you've listened from the first few episodes. Yeah, I was like often really embarrassed to be like, oh, you know, I've had a really hard time making friends. But now, like, I get to kind of like, I don't want to say reap my harvest, but like when people ask me that, I get to be like, Yeah, I have friends and I'm doing great. Like, I love school, you know, things like that. Like, I'm able to see the other side of that when these people are kind of expecting me to say, like, oh, you know, still no friends, you know? But, like, it was embarrassing to be like, oh, you know, I've lived here for 3 years and I still don't know anybody, or like, I'm not friends with people. I'm not trying to live in the past, you know what I mean? But I think that, like, it was like the embarrassment of that was kind of holding me back in a way. You know what I mean? And th there's nothing wrong with feeling those emotions and being like, this is kind of embarrassing for me. You know, like, it's not actually, but you're allowed to feel that way. But like, I think it was just hard because it was like, I don't want to talk about this. And I don't want to like try to reach out to people because then they'll know, like, oh, I don't have friends. But I think a lot of it was like because I was so like obsessed with that fact, I like put on this like front to like, oh, I don't need anybody, you know, like blah, 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 like I'm fine. And that kind of like, I don't want to say scare people off, but like, you know, in a way, like I think when you're really confident, that can attract people, but can also push people away because they're scared, you know what I mean? And that has nothing to do with you. You have to continue being you. You just have to realize, like, as a person, when you see confident people like that, that shouldn't be scary. Like, if they're confident, like, awesome. I'm sure they're a great friend. Because I even personally, like, find confidence not intimidating, but, like, you're like, oh, wow, like, that person really knows who they are. And you think they're gonna judge you in turn, but, like, no. And that's my thing. Like, I would not say I'm a very judgy person. It's like I'm a normal level of judgy. And I don't often think that like intentionally when I see a confident person. I feel like I'm almost more wanting to talk to them because I want them to think I'm cool. You know what I mean? And like that's funny, you know, because I'm like practically an adult being like, oh my gosh, I hope this person thinks I'm cool. But like still. I have so many funny stories I want to tell, but I'm scared that somebody from my school is gonna listen to this and they're gonna be like, yeah, remember in your podcast when you talked about me? Remember when you said that? Nothing things are mean about the people. There's like, I love people watching, you know, I love watching people interact with themselves and with others, you know, all that jazz. I was studying in the library, as I do, and you know, I'm sitting there, and this group of girls is sitting next to me, and they're having a conversation, but they're all speaking at the same time. And I was so confused because I'm thinking, like, oh, like, are they like on different phone calls? Because it was like one would speak, and then they would all speak, and then they would all, and it wasn't even like a, oh my gosh, you know, I agree with that. Oh, that made me think of this, blah, blah, blah. It was like they were all having separate conversations, not connecting at all with each other, but speaking over each other. And you know, like it is finals week, so like I'm not really judging, but also it was a little bit confusing for me specifically. So this is my first finals week. So as much as I'm like, oh yeah, I got this, it'll be fine. I could come on next week and be like, guys, it was so bad. Which I'm not saying I'm gonna do. I don't believe I'm gonna struggle. But just be prepared. It might happen. I also have a hangnail right now, which is bad. It hurts real bad. Anyways. Here are some things. I'm just thinking about this. Here are some things about being like a f in your first semester of college, they don't really prepare you for. You need to get a diffuser because most people are, you know, eating in their room, but you're spending a lot of time in your room. Even if you're not a messy person or like a grimy person, I'm not personally like a messy kind of person. But My diffuser has been a saving grace because, like, I don't often have people in my room, but when I do, I don't want them to be like, your room smells like stale chicken tenders, because sometimes it does. Or if you're sleeping in your bed and you have a stuffy nose, eucalyptus in, it's like Vicks, like, it's the same thing as Vicks Vapor Rub, but I feel like Vicks Vapor Rub, I then smell like Vicks Vapor Rub. I feel like diffusing it isn't the same thing for me. But again, somebody's running in the hallway. These are all my personal opinions. Diffuser, eucalyptus in it, and a cold towel on the head, sleeping like a baby. I don't know what it is about eucalyptus, maybe just me, but it's like when I smell it in, I'm like not congested anymore. Which is like exactly what it's meant to do, but also I'm still shocked. Also, vitamin C. I stand by it. I drink vitamin C. I feel like vitamin C almost makes me sick. Like, I'll drink it when I'm feeling like a little bit bad. I'll get more bad, and then afterwards I'm fine. So I don't know what that is about vitamin C. I think it's just like a placebo effect where I only really drink vitamin C when I'm not feeling well, so it makes me feel bad. Anyways. But here's the thing. Those vitamin C's smell terrible. It's not when you're drinking them. It's fine. Like, it's when, like, it makes my entire room smell so bad. Which, like, shouldn't happen. And also, the cups I drink it in, it, like, ruins the cup. So now I have to go wash all my cups right now. But also, there's someone in the kitchen right now, so I can't. Also, I totally recommend getting, like, a mini fridge. I personally think it's worth it because those communal fridges are not for the weak of heart. It is messy in there, and people touch your stuff. It's a little bit gross. Also, for some reason at my school, like, I get you can have, like, hot plates and, like, kettles and things like that, but, like, if I put it in the kitchen, I do feel like it's the same fire hazard. Like, I'm sure there's something about it, like, I'm not totally understanding. But still. Also, here's the real scandal. I have an umbrella. It's a common design. It has little penguins on it. And what was I going to say? Okay, so it's raining. I have my umbrella. I leave it outside the dining hall. I see, oh, somebody has the same one. So I put mine in a unique location so nobody will take it. I notice the other umbrella that looks exactly the same is slightly broken. I come out, my brand new umbrella is gone, and they have left their broken umbrella that looks the same. Do I think, like, they just accidentally took my umbrella? Probably. But do I think it was also a little bit more maniacal than that? And they meant to take my good umbrella and leave their bad one? Absolutely. So now I'm stuck with this broken umbrella. And it's bad. It is terrible out here. Luckily, I leave campus in, like, 4 days. But still. I also have to clean my room, which is terrible. Also, people will, like, make fun of you. Like, I don't mean actual people. I mean, like, yourself. I make fun of myself for having one of those little, like, three-tiered rolling cards. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, everyone has one of these, blah, 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 blah. They're so good. I have one layer for my snacks. One layer for, like, my self-care stuff. And then the third layer, I don't think I'm actually using right now. Maybe I'll do that after. But I have so many of these Kind granola bars. And I got the ones that have quinoa in them. And they're a little bit gross. But the vanilla blueberry ones, so good. I could eat probably a million of those. Also, I just realized that, like, I've been getting lunch in, like, a separate area of the dining hall, and it's like you have to, I don't know, it's like something different where it's like not scanning your card. Anyways, I thought it was using flex dollars. I don't think it was. So now I have all these flex dollars that I can hypothetically use, and there's kombucha down in the dining hall. So I may have to get some. Because one thing about me, I'm a kombucha girly. I really like kombucha. Do I think it's because it reminded me of soda? And like, as a child, I wasn't allowed to have soda. I'm joking, I'm only saying that because I know my mom's listening. I think I like kombucha, but I don't know if I've just been like inclined to believe I like kombucha. Anyways, well, I love you guys. It was nice talking to you, and I should have a little bit more time to post more often soon. Well, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye now.